Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Ooh, speaking of HireMeNevada.com, you see those jobs listings? And they said we wouldn't bounce back. Yes, we are. And that's why they're looking at another shutdown. That's why Sisolak is keeping us shut down. If all of this was so important to Sisolak, you know, all this money that has been lost, the deficit, why are we still at stage two? You have to ask yourself that. Seriously, why are we still in stage two? Why has the unemployment system, why has Dieter not been taken care of or fixed? You just have to ask yourself why. We have a lot of questions here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk when it comes to that why. Like, why would the... Why would the, what is his title? Ghana is, he's the president of Ghana. Nana Akufo-Addo is praising African Americans here in this country and asking them to return to Africa. Year of Return Initiative. Okay. Racism in America continues to be a deadly pandemic for which, for more than 400 years now, our brothers and sisters in the United States have yearned for a cure. George Floyd was not the first black person to use the phrase, "I can't breathe." The present situation we face today in the year 2020 with the death of George Floyd is going to result in change. One who condones evil is just as evil as the one who perpetrates it. This was in the Independent Ghana, their news outlet. And wondering why more African Americans aren't returning back to Africa. Because it's not about that. I mean, even Will Smith. Hollywood is unfair to blacks and oppresses them. I'm sure that he made that comment more than once from his $42 million mansion that's 25,000 square feet and sits on 150 acres. Yeah, not fair. Yet, Will, when was the last time you turned down a role so another black actor could take it? Have you ever said anything or noticed the black-on-black crime that is more than any other police shooting, black and whites combined? In Chicago? Detroit? You ever ask yourself why? Because it's a division. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Kevin this morning. Kevin wants to talk about tomorrow's special session. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Monica. Really enjoy your show very much. And I just, the legislators coming into town tomorrow here in Carson City. And yep. Are they here to, like, come up with more shutdown rules for us? Or are they here just to increase taxes or both?
I would suspect both, Kevin, because Governor Sisolak will not put out an agenda. They're kind of keeping it floating which is very frustrating because you and I can't go to the legislature, the legislative sessions. Well, I mean, technically I could because I'm a member of the press, but I don't really want to because I know it's just going to be a bunch of BS. The proposals submitted for the legislature include, and this is how they like to word it, Kevin, include but are not limited to. So I'm sure we will see a surprise or two. Over $500 million in reductions to agency budgets, reductions in one-time appropriations. That means somebody's, you know, funds are going to get hit if they still have any. Reversions to the IFC restricted contingency funds, transfers from other funds to the state's general fund. We already saw that with the rainy day fund. Furlough delays for state employees in the fiscal year and holding open more than 690 state employee vacancies. A tax amnesty program and acceleration of net proceeds of minerals. Now, you might ask yourself, Kevin, what is that tax amnesty program? That means if you were behind on your taxes and they gave you you were part of the amnesty program, they're pretty much getting rid of that and saying, you need to pay your back taxes now. We want the money now. So much for that amnesty program. But I'm sure with not limited to being put in there, they'll come up with a few other things, Kevin. They also want to talk about police reform and a few other things. But you know what? Nevadans are getting tired of it, and Nevadans are also getting tired of protests. But if you're not working, if your business is shut down, or even if you can just close for a day, wouldn't you find it beneficial to be circling the legislative building in Carson City tomorrow morning? And the reason I say circling is because a lot of those legislators don't want to come in contact with you. It's not that they think you're going to be violent. It's because they don't want to hear from you. They don't want to see the damage that they cause. They live in their own little bubble. So they'll go in the back entrance. So make sure you're not just standing out front. I would make a nice little ring around the legislative building. You know, or at least a half circle so you can get back to both parking lots. Just my thought. Because they'll try to sneak in any way they can. And they are starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow, getting people together. I'd say get there early so you don't miss anybody. 9 o'clock tomorrow, legislative building. Make it 8:30. What are you willing to do? What are all of us willing to do to stop this? It's not something that I would encourage, but there is something floating around on social media here for Nevada. And that is businesses shutting down, not paying taxes, closing those businesses that you just fought so hard to reopen. Now, hear me out. I know that there are a number of people that support this. I don't, because any way you look at it, that is your business. That is your livelihood. And especially for mom and pop shops, if you have been so graciously awarded the ability to open back up, then take advantage of it. Be there for your employees. Be there for your customers, your clients. And work as hard as you can to build it back up, to bring it back. Because if you protested by closing your business and not generating tax revenue for the state, it's still going to just be taken out on everybody else. So I don't think that you should fall into that position. Do what is best for you. And hopefully the community supports you. Because we have to support each other. Look to local businesses first. Look to locally owned businesses first. Because national companies are still going to keep paying their employees. One of the things that Governor Sisolak is looking at tomorrow, and they've already been doing, it's been announced to state employees, is that one furlough day a month. You know, furlough, you take it off and you don't get paid for it. State employees are pushing back very hard on that. And that really disappoints me. Like, seriously? You have to sacrifice one furlough day a month. So 12 days for the year. When people have lost their businesses forever, when people still haven't gotten unemployment, I heard a horrifying story yesterday that the unemployment system went down. And when it went down on Saturday, well, it just pretty much wiped everything out. And so people are having to start over again. Dieter, still not answering questions. Pretty sure that they're just going to put this on a computer glitch. Because why would you take the whole system offline? We weren't ready for this. Really? Why weren't you ready for it? Why aren't people ready for the worst case scenarios? You prepare for the worst thing that could possibly happen in your business, in your home, in your social life. What is the worst possible condition? You prepare for it. And then you hope for the best. And you live your life with a smile, with confidence, because you know you're prepared. Government can't seem to do that. Don't have ventilators. Don't have masks that aren't all chewed through and rotten. Don't have enough PPE. Don't have a phone system or a computer system that can handle an influx of calls from mass unemployment to mass natural disasters. Could you imagine if an earthquake hit us right now? I mean, I'm not trying to jinx us or anything, but that's what you do. Self-reliance and self-responsibility. You prepare for the worst, and you hope and you live for the best. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and oh, so much going on. If you haven't heard what's up with the major sports leagues, whether it be basketball, the NFL, or I guess that would be the NBA, painting their courts, Black Lives Matter, wearing Black Lives Matter on their jerseys, different names of people, supporting causes. It's interesting that all of these major sporting groups have come out with all of this righteousness and the supporting of free speech and expression, because, you know, it was just a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, that the NFL threatened to fine players who wanted to wear cleats to commemorate the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Yeah. It was in 2016 that the NFL prevented the Dallas Cowboys from wearing a decal, a little decal on their helmet, in honor of 5 Dallas police officers that were killed in the line of duty. Remember that? Yeah. It was in 2015 that William Gay was fined for wearing purple cleats to raise awareness for domestic violence. Of course, you know, NFL doesn't have a domestic violence problem. It was in 2015 that D'Angelo Williams was fined for wearing Find the Cure Eye Black for breast cancer awareness. He was fined. It was eye black under his eye. Really? So much for all of their sudden free speech and expression. So, that's our poll question for today, courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. See, I like the freedom of expression with the car you drive. Just, you know, my choice there. But will you continue to support, go to the games, buy their merchandise? Will you continue to support these major teams? So, received a text from Kelly this morning. Absolutely love this. I used to be a huge fan of the 49ers and the San Francisco Giants. When Kaepernick kneeled during the national anthem, they lost me. I stayed a Giants fan for a while. My husband and I used to go to San Francisco every year for our anniversary, but it started getting really bad. We couldn't even get into the front door of our hotel because of the homeless. They lost me there, too. It's your money. You are the one who makes the decisions. Yes, they get a lot of money from China. But if they don't have you, then they don't really have much of anything, do they? Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Hey, I got a funny story for you. So about 6 this morning, my grandson wakes me up. Papa, Papa, the horses are here. So I get my shoes on and look out there, and sure enough, they're out there drinking the water we put out for them. And so Benny, he thinks he's going to go out there. I said, buddy, hold on. You can't go out near them because they're wild. So the little horse, he's standing out front. He's the one I told you about with the dark fur and the brown bottom. So Benny tries to go over and walk over to him. The little horse don't run away. He's, I'd say, 30 feet away. And just about the time Benny gets a little bit closer, the big mare starts moving around and winging his head up and down, and he's not liking that at all. So Benny, come back over here. He said, oh, he'll let me pet him. I said, no, but the big guy, he won't let that happen. So Benny came back over by me, and they drank their water and left. But I wanted to tell you about that this morning. It was a kind of cute little deal.
You know, Terry, it's moments like that that keep us going, because we have to remember all of the beauty that surrounds us. We have to remember to go out. What's the old saying, Terry? We have to remember to go out and smell the roses. We have to do that. With everything that is being thrown at us and everything that I keep throwing at you on a daily basis, you have to remember to stop and look at the sunrise, look at the sunset, not wear your mask, and sing at the top of your lungs and send him praise, because we still have beautiful days and we still wake up every morning to fight another day, to help share the word, spread the news another day, and how we can help each other. And there is such a beauty in strength. I know there's a lot of people out there, oh, those horses aren't wild anymore. They're domesticated because, you know, people put their domestic animals out there and we feed them and we water them. But you know what? I don't care where a horse is. If it's out on the range, if it's in a pen, they are beautiful, majestic animals. And when you look at them, they just show you that there are bigger pictures in our lives. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk. And how you feel and the things that you're questioning right now, and where is all the entertainment and the enjoyment that you used to have? Well, gladly, it's showing its true colors. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you continue to watch, attend, and buy merchandise supporting professional sports? 96% of you say, of those participating, say no. 4% say yes. Quick email. Hey, Monica, I've boycotted the NFL ever since Lefty Kaepernick started his virtue signaling. I now boycott all team sports as well as NASCAR and proudly display the Confederate flag. I'm writing to ask your listeners why any self-respecting man would ever wear the name of another man on his back on a sports jersey. I've never understood this and laugh whenever I see men wearing these. Well, stop being sexist, because women do it too. Because they want to show support. People have their favorites. You know, why do we wear the names of singers on our t-shirts? Why do we have t-shirts from concerts? We want to show support. But see, that's what I've been telling you. You have the ultimate power with everything that you do with your money, even when it comes down to the candidates that you support. Back to the text. Hi, Monica. The governor's new name is... Yeah, I can't say that. Biden's new name is Puxatani Joe. And your poll question, not following losers. NFL, no more pro sports. Well, thank you for that text. I appreciate that. Another quick text here. Simple, obvious, great starting solution to closing the budget gap. Shrink government. Consolidate offices, freeze all hiring and wage increases, starting with the governor. Show true leadership. Not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen, because you're not going to see Sisolak taking a pay cut or, you know, rolling back some benefits. No. And state workers are already complaining about one furlough day a month. It's kind of selfish, don't you think? aren't we supposed to be thinking about community? Aren't we supposed to be thinking about others? The good of all? Just a thought. Some people have given up everything. Now, let me rephrase that. Because they didn't do it willingly. Some people have lost everything. Another text. Money talks and BS walks. I just found out Lowe's gives BLM Inc. money. I just canceled my Lowe's card and won't go there anymore. Now that's taking a stand. Wow. You can find out very easily who's giving to BLM. If you go to the Black Lives Matter site and you hit donate, it takes you to ActBlue. Now you might ask yourself why they're doing this. Because it is a hidden way for them to give money to the Democrat Party. Because people will go and research your donations, and then that's how we get the cancel culture. Oh, well, so-and-so gives money to the Republican Party. But they never tell you that they usually give money to the Democrats as well. So these large corporations, which, by the way, have been giving tens of millions of dollars. Why? Because it's a charity. It's an end run around the PAC system. Because you can give whatever you want to this charity. You, as a company, you want to give $50 million to Black Lives Matter? Have at it. But then what they don't tell you is that money is then transferred to either Joe Biden's campaign or the DNC. How do you think that Joe Biden couldn't get anybody at his rallies to save his life? Wasn't getting nearly as much money as Trump. You know, donations were coming in, but when Trump is doing tens of millions of dollars, Joe's only doing two or three. Well, how do we change that? We create a system where people with their good consciences trying to help the community can donate to BLM, can donate to Black Lives Matter. And then they can come back and say, oh, well, I thought I was donating to their cause. I didn't know I was donating to Joe Biden. Biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated, by the way. Just spells itself out. But that's how they do it. That's how they get around the laws. That's, you know, even if Joe Biden doesn't win, even if they don't spend all the money that they've collected, remember, it's not like they have to give it back. Remember, the DNC was in deficit from Hillary Clinton's run. So now all that money funneling back in. What do you think that they're preparing it for? They're preparing it for 2024. They're preparing it for Senate runs, for congressional runs. Because they choose what they can do with the money. It's simple tracking. You just have to want to know what's going on. Speaking of knowing what's going on, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Cowboy Barbie this morning. Good morning, Cowboy Barbie. What's on your mind? You want to talk about sports?
It is a good morning. Your monologues yesterday made me, and your entire show yesterday made me shiver repeatedly in its greatness. And what you just said a few minutes ago inspired me to get on the phone to the question of the day. And, you know, no, I won't be supporting the NFL now that they think that there's two national anthems. So wrong. And, you know, Pat Tillman some years ago died in Afghanistan. Wasn't he the one to originally take a knee for Christ? And they excluded him from doing that and stopped him from doing that. Will, you know, Christ be given a chance to speak now? I don't think so.
Yeah, he left the NFL to fight for his country. And not just Tillman, but Tim Tebow. You know, he would take a knee and pray. And there were a lot of people that did that. It not just Tim Tebow. He just got the most press on it. And that was unacceptable. So it just shows you where evil actually lies and what its intent truly is. And what we've seen come from this country day after day, what we allow, the movies we watch, the television shows that we get involved with, the scandals that we want to watch as reality TV, that's not how we're supposed to be living our lives. The music that kids listen to, you know, you would think when a white kid wants to be a black rapper because he listens to rap and he thinks that's so cool, you'd think that that would be a compliment to the black community, but it's not. It's cultural appropriation. But the little white kid doesn't understand.
Being an American is to appropriate whatever we want and be free, and that's what you and I advocate. We're a
melting pot. We are a culture of everybody coming together. And that's the thing, though, is because now our kids have been taught through rap music that their wives or girlfriends or bitches and hoes, and they're there to do whatever they want. And, you know, it's all about the money. And that is true. They say it. Getting the Benjamins. That is what has been instilled. I tell people all the time that come to me for help with advertising, because, you know, this isn't my only job. Yeah, I have a production company. But that's what I tell people. It's repetition. Do you want a 60-second commercial that people will hear every once in a while, or do you want a 30-second commercial that people will hear all the time? You want a 30. You want that repetition. You want that going through somebody's brain, because then it sticks. You see something one time and it's like, huh. You hear something one time, huh. You might recall it if you have excellent brain function, which most of us don't now. Most of our brains are mush because we don't use them. We play video games. The monotony. We watch television shows that don't challenge us. And we listen to music that is constantly degrading. And we learn and we like these songs. And we keep singing them over and over in our heads. Well, when do you think that takes control of your psyche? We're seeing a generation of kids that have no respect for life, no respect for a work ethic, no respect for history, because it's been programmed into them. And deprogramming is a lot harder than programming. And there's a lot of that going on. Let me share just a few words of wisdom, since we're always seeming to go back to Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. This is Yuri Bezmenov. And what he says should really be an eye-opener, but unfortunately, this is a lost tape from 1984.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually, it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans.
We're doing it to ourselves. We've been demoralized in education, in politics, in our churches, in everything we do. We are at just the beginning of trying to wake up from this. And that means we have to correct, well, gosh, he did that interview in 1984, the year I graduated high school, and he said the process was already complete. So here we are now, living already in 40 years of socialism, in Marxism, in psychological warfare. You look around and you tell me that's not true. We'll wrap up the show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The Monica J. Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Will you continue to support Major League Sports? Going, buying, watching, listening to? I'd love to hear from you at 991fmtalk.com. Do you hear those little explosions, those little popping sounds going on all over the place? Well, here you have it. First, breaking news. President Trump this morning has officially pulled the United States of America out of the World Health Organization. So, let's celebrate President Trump and keep America great.
Keep America great. Keep America great. Gotta stick to our guns. Keep the freedom we won. Keep America great. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. Let's join as one. Let me hear you say, vote Trump 2020. Go Trump 2020. Vote Trump 2020. Vote Trump. Keep America first. Keep America strong. We are all in the fight for our God-given rights. Keep America one. One, two, three, four. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come. give it away. It's time to vote, it's time to pray. If you love your flag, let me see it wave. Vote Trump 2020, vote Trump 2020, vote Trump 2020, vote Trump. Four more years, come on everybody, four more years. Come on everybody, four more years. Come on everybody, four more years. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote, it's time to pray. Let's join as one, let me hear you say. Vote Trump 2020, go Trump 2020, vote Trump 2020, vote Trump. Keep America great.
And let's keep Nevada great, too. Do you believe it? We are officially out of the WHO. Now, Mr. President, get us out of the UN. I love you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.